What do you call that bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
A gunny sack or burlap bag or...
What about feed, seed, and manure? What would you put, what kind of bag would you call it in?
Gunny sack or toe sack.
Alright. What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground? Any specific term that y'all ever use?
Well, we take a wagon load.
Did you, see, you never had any really particular term you would apply to an amount of corn?
When we picked it in the field, we brought an arm load.
What about the amount of wood you can carry? Did you ever have any term for
an arm load of kindling or something?
When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
light bulb.
When you carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it out in a
clothes bag.
What do nails come in?
Kegs.
It's like a barrel, but a little bit.
Small.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood or stays in place?
The rim.
Alright. Now, if you fill up a bottle, what would you put in it so the liquid wouldn't spill out?
A cork or a cap, mostly a cork.
What kind of material is it usually made of?
Cork.
What did y'all call the thing you put in your mouth and work back and forth and blow on it for music?
A harmonica.
Did y'all ever have any other names besides a harmonica?
Mouth organ? Mouth harp and no, the other one was a Jew's harp.
What do you say a Jew's harp is?
It's a little round thing you put in your mouth and wiggle back a little piece of metal and it makes noise.
What kind of noise? How can you describe that noise?
Well, you made the noise really with your mouth. It just went through that thing. Kind of hummed in it, I guess.
Well, could you name some useful tools you might have around the house?
Hammer and a screwdriver and a saw and a pair of pliers and a level and a crowbar.
All right. Now, if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call the long wooden piece between the horses?
The tongue.
Say you have a horse pull and a buggy. Now, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between what?
The hooves.
You call them anything else?
Shaft.
Anything else you want?
Mm-mm.
All right. Did you ever call anything the steel outside of the wagon wheel? Did y'all ever have
that's any? The rim.
The rim?
The steel part's the rim.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the word felly?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where would you say the hub is on there?
That's the thing the spokes go into. That's the middle part that goes on the axle.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to?
A single tree.
Now on the wagon, you would have two horses, and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
A double.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he was doing?
Hauling it.
Any other word you might use?
Carting it.
Suppose you had a log cross the road in the way. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and,
Drug it out of the way.
Pulled
it out of the way.
What is the first thing you use in the field when you're getting ready to plant?
A plow.